What's up, fight fans? Welcome to the Fight Stack. I'm Jim Grease, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Grease underscore, and at Cageside Grease on social media. And this is your preview for UFC 282, Błachowicz versus Ankalaev for the vacant UFC Light Heavyweight Championship, Saturday, December 10th, 2022, T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's take a look at number 10, Darren Till, and number 14, Drakus du Plessis. At middleweight, Darren Till, the former number one contender, fought Tyron Woodley for the welterweight championship. Seems so long ago. Still not even 30 years old, though. The gorilla from Liverpool, England, a Muay Thai striker, former European K1 champ there, taking on Stilnox from South Africa, the second degree black belt in kickboxing, former EFC and KSW champion. Could this be the end of the line in the octagon for Darren Till if he loses this fight? He's 18-4-1, 6-4-1 in the UFC, 10 knockouts and 2 submissions for Till, 17-2, 3-0 UFC with 2 knockouts, 7 KOs overall, and 9 submissions for Drakus du Plessis. Darren Till, such a polarizing, confounding career, really came into the UFC undefeated. He's been arrested, he's had DUI, he's been in altercations backstage, he was stabbed in 2012 and came within a millimeter of hitting the main artery and killing him. Meanwhile, for du Plessis, absolute beast, I mean, just so, so good. Many think he is a huge title threat at 185. Darren Till, of course, coming off the ACL injury last year, hasn't fought in 14 months since Derek Brunson choked him out in September 2021. He's lost 4 out of 5, starting with his title shot at welterweight versus Tyron Woodley, where he was choked out, then was knocked out after looking real good early against Jorge Masvidal. That started Masvidal's BMF run. And of course, Till has looked really good against Robert Whittaker, Kelvin Gastelum, and other fighters as well. That one win in there, the 4 out of 5, was against KG. Again, Till coming off the ACL injury has been training with Khamzat Chimaev, so you would think his grappling and wrestling would be a lot better than it has been. For du Plessis, meanwhile, he beat Brad Tavares in a bloody war by unanimous decision this past July, has also beaten Marcus Perez and Trevin Giles on that win streak. 16 finishes and 17 wins. So good everywhere. Unbelievable. But this is his biggest test so far. A win here puts du Plessis into the top 10 and gets him a highly ranked opponent next. He's won 5 straight and 13 out of 14. Meanwhile, Darren Till, a tremendous fighter and athlete with huge power and potential, has put on tremendous performances against top-level fighters, but really struggled versus guys who are great on the ground. For du Plessis, we haven't seen any holes in his game, but again, it bears repeating, Darren Till is a big step up for him, and Till has fought huge names and been here before. Will du Plessis take the next step on his rise to the top at middleweight? Or will Darren Till make an emphatic return in his comeback at UFC 282? Till and du Plessis this Saturday night in Vegas. All right, fight fans, we are here on the Fight Stack. I'm Jim Grease, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Grease underscore, at Cageside Grease on social media, taking a look at UFC 282, Darren Till and Drakus du Plessis, the odds breakdown and preview right here on the Fight Stack. Let's take a look at the overall odds for Till and du Plessis. Darren Till to win is at plus 165. Du Plessis, the big favorite, at minus 210. Darren Till, pretty good value coming back into the octagon after the long layoff. Darren Till by KO or TKO is plus 375. Du Plessis, plus 175. Darren Till by sub, plus 2,500. Du Plessis, plus 450. By decision, Till plus 400. Du Plessis, plus 300. Which round will it finish in, you ask? Well, according to the odds makers, the odds are for round 1, plus 200, round 2, plus 350, round 3, plus 650. And again, Darren Till and Drakus du Plessis is more than likely not going the distance, but the over 1.5 rounds is at minus 175, and the under 1.5 is at plus 135. Both men are head-hunting strikers with enormous power and tremendous skill. Drakus is much better on the ground. That's usually the case with Till, but we don't know the Khamzat effect, right? How long he's been training with Chimaev. Darren Till is probably a completely different fighter on the ground now, so we'll take a look at that, and that'll be something I'm really looking forward to watching in this fight. Value on Till here all the way across the board. He's 1-4 in his last 5 against absolute beasts. Has he recovered from those finishes? From Woodley choking him out, from Masvidal and knocking him out overseas, and then, of course, the choke against Derek Brunson. Darren Till, has he recovered from those violent finishes There's value in Duplessis too, but if you look at Darren Till, I mean, just betting him straight up is good, but if you think Till's going to win, you know it's going to be a KO or TKO, so you'd parlay the win plus the KO, TKO, and get some real good value back there. On Duplessis, meanwhile, the value is to parlay, the win plus the KO or sub, more than likely a sub against Darren Till, and maybe the round in which it would happen, or one of the overs or unders on the total number of rounds, and you can make some money and get some value there on Dricus du Plessis against Darren Till at UFC 282. That's all there is, fight fans. There is no more. I'm Jim Greece, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Greece underscore, at Cageside Greece on social media, and this has been your Fight Stack preview, UFC 282. Thanks for joining us on the Fight Stack. You can find more fight previews as well as breakdowns of the NFL, NBA, and top college matchups on the Sports Betting Stack. Search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jim Greece, and this was our Fight Stack preview of Darren Till and Dricus du Plessis at UFC 282.